Good morning. A little more mugginess in the air this morning across interior New York and New England. Temperatures are still a bit milder than this time yesterday, with most locations starting off in the 60s. Some 50s out there, mainly across the higher terrain, and we're talking about mainly middle to upper 50s early this morning. But everyone with that strong late July sun will push quickly through the 60s and 70s, well into the 80s today, with a lot of places, especially in the valleys, reaching into the lower 90s. With the building humidity and a weak front heading in our direction from the north and west, we'll have a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon hours, but they'll be widely scattered and few and far between. A wave of low pressure currently in the Ohio Valley will work its way toward us tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy and it will be muggy with temperatures back into the middle and upper 60s, and there's a good chance at a steadier rain with some embedded thunderstorms in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the southern Catskills, across into southern New England. The rest of the region could see some scattered showers overnight into the early morning hours tomorrow as well, as this wave of low pressure passes off the Jersey Shore south of Long Island. Still, though, its influence will be felt during the day tomorrow, with some mugginess building during the afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will pop up across the region as high temperatures reach into the lower and middle 80s. Another disturbance will swing through the region on Saturday. Just a small risk of an isolated thunderstorm, but again, some places will get a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday afternoon, while others stay dry, with readings again in the lower 80s. All in all, it looks like somewhat cooler air will build in for the second half of the weekend, with highs in the lower 80s again, but another disturbance will bring a risk for a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, and this will last into Monday before we dry it out for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for eastern Colorado and southwestern Nebraska, southward into western Kansas and far northwestern Oklahoma. A moist, easterly, upslope flow with upper 50s to 60s dew points into southeastern Wyoming and the Nebraska Panhandle will undergo destabilization as strong heating contributes to moderate buoyancy by midday. Increased forcing for ascent with the approaching disturbance will result in storms developing by early afternoon. Increasingly rich low-level moisture and greater buoyancy farther to the southeast will produce greater instability over portions of the central high plains over top of a cool pool of air aloft. Strongly veering low-level winds beneath strengthening mid-level flow will result in effective shear of 40 to 55 knots, and this will strongly favor organized storms. Some of the stronger storms will likely develop into supercells early in the convective life cycle, with the primary threat being large to even very large hail. Upscale growth into one or more clusters evolving into a forward-propagating convective system seems probable, with the threat transitioning to a severe wind hazard. And a slow-moving weather system in the eastern U.S. will focus showers and thunderstorms from the mid-Mississippi River Valley to the mid-Atlantic today. Abundant moisture will allow occasionally heavy rainfall, and flash flood watches are in effect for these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 66 degrees, the dew point 61. 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Stanley, Idaho, and Boca Reservoir, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and hot with the risk of a thunderstorm in the lower 90s. Boston mostly sunny and hot in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature, 77, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.21 inches for the month and 16.28 inches for the year, which is 5.88 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 99, set in 1929. And the record low, 44, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m. 14 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and lows in the mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with just a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 90s. Showers and storms likely tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few more showers and storms possible and lows in the mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, hot, humid today with just a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm, highs right around 90. Showers and storms likely tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, hot, humid today with just a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few more showers and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time in the lower 80s. The outside chance of a thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. A slightly better chance at more scattered showers and storms Sunday, lower 80s. Still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Monday in the lower 80s and a mix of sun and clouds. Mostly sunny back into the mid-80s Tuesday and a bit more humidity in the mid-80s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.